This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Brian Baldinger joins us at 7:20 to talk NFL. Dave Richard joins us at 8 to talk fantasy football. And Nick Dow joins us at 8:25 to talk about the Caps season opener, which is in 2 days, Saturday at Capital One Arena. So we got a lot coming up on the show, including Nicole Auerbach, who works for NBC Sports. She's going to be covering Notre Dame Stanford and the big one, Ohio State at Oregon.
Not related to Red Auerbach. There is no relation. I don't believe.
So she will be joining us at 9:20.
Yeah. Mm.
So those are the guests that are upcoming. It's time now to hit the skins. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day. Just in case, sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You score 10% off. Don't sleep makes you great.
All right, thank you, KXC. It's all about Jaden Daniels.
Yes, correct.
For the Washington Commanders. I was doing my little show prep early this morning, and I saw B. Mitch interviewed by TMZ Sports yesterday.
Oh, very good. Look at B. Mitch with the glow up.
And the headline, "The Sky is the Limit," from B. Mitch. He says, if he keeps leading like this, he can get this town, this state, this area, everybody around. He can feed them from his hands. And, of course, as I always do, I was listening to Kimes Pod as I was driving in this morning, and he interviewed my guy, Jay Gruden, who I love. I think we all love Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, Jay is so, like, over the Snyder thing now that he's even catching. He's referring to himself as we with the Commanders. Like, and it's funny because I think of Jay.
And he never did that before.
Well, not when Dan was there. He was still bitter and stuff. But now that the Snyder era is sort of gone, he's like really embracing him again. And, you know, it's funny. I remember him like with the Bucks. I think he didn't he work for his brother with the Bucks? And then I think he was on Hard Knocks when the Bengals were maybe associated with it or something. I can't remember.
Only the head coach of one team, though.
Only the head coach of one team. But he's all in on
He was a consultant with the. I thought it was with the Rams.
Maybe with McVay 1 year.
Yeah.
And he lives here.
Well, half the time. He's got a place in Jacksonville as well. He's back and forth.
Mm. Yeah. But he's just still, you know, he's still locked in. Mm-hmm. He watches all the games every weekend. And he's all in on Jaden, too. And he, you know, John, of course, was asking him about him. And, I mean, he said right now he thinks he's a top four quarterback in the league. He said he thinks that Jaden is obviously an MVP candidate, but he put him up there as a top four quarterback. He talked all about, you know, sort of just all of his skills. And he asked him to find a weakness. And he said, now I could, if I had to really nitpick, the only thing he could come up with is he might not have Josh Allen's arm strength. He's got plenty of arm strength, but he might not have. Missile.
But he doesn't need to have the strongest arm in the league.
He said, trust me, I'm really nitpicking.
His arm looks plenty strong.
Yeah, he said it's plenty good enough.
Games.
Yeah, it's plenty.
No, he said it's plenty good enough. But, I mean, if there's anything, he said, obviously, you know, he'll pick you apart. He said, I was a little concerned after the first week or two. I didn't know if he would throw guys open and make those progressions and make those throws downfield. He said, but I think Cliff was just bringing them along slowly, which was fine. He says, I have none of those concerns anymore. You know, if you rush him, he's just, you know, he's going to sidestep the defender and then go for 34 yards down the sideline. It's just like sky's the limit. No reason why they can't win 11, 12, 13 games. I think he said that week.
He's actually said 10, 11, 12, or 13.
Yeah. And
that's a good range.
I like that. Yeah.
And then he said there's no reason why they can't win the NFC East. He said, you know, Dak's always going to make one or two kind of mental mistakes during the game. Philly is in turmoil, and you already beat the Giants once.
Beat the Giants.
Although Daniel Jones is playing better than the Giants are playing better now.
Obviously, they went out to Seattle and won. Philly, turmoil just because of the injuries, yeah.
A.J. Brown's just going to be back on Sunday, and I think Devontae Smith was practicing too.
Is going to be back.
Yeah, so he'll get both those. That'll be the first time, right? Or maybe the second. Maybe opening day they had both of them. But I think Brown got hurt and missed week two.
Yeah.
Now, Cakes, this is from a Raiders blog.
All right.
But it's regarding the Commanders. The pack is thinning. I think we talked about this a little yesterday. In the Devontae Adams pursuit, the Chiefs, Commanders, Ravens, they're all out on Devontae.
Okay.
Are the Raiders open to retaining him? That's now where they're. Are they back in square one?
Does that just mean the trade interest is tepid and they're not getting back in return what they're hoping for?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah, they're not going to trade him for nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
They made a quarterback switch. Maybe Devontae Adams likes Aiden O'Connell better than he likes Gardner Minshew.
I'd have to look at what.
Or maybe they're just not getting the offers they thought they would get.
I'm sure that's part of it.
Like you said, they're just not going to give him away.
Right.
Right.
He's under contract.
That's right. I mean, if he wants to get paid, he's got to play.
So this is interesting, too. I don't know if you guys caught this, but John Allen's appearance on the show this week caught the attention of the longtime beat writer of Cleveland, Mary Kay Cabot, who's been on the show before through the years.
Okay.
Long time. She's like the John Keim of the Browns, right? Covering them forever. John, when he came on the show, he's quoted here in her article in the, I think it's the Cleveland Plain Dealer, not sure. I think so. Yeah. She said, remember when John said, if I'm being honest, talking about Deshaun, he looked like a player who's had stuff going on above his shoulders. It's definitely a confidence thing that's going on. I always tell people, doesn't matter how great a player you are. If you don't have confidence, you're not a good player. And then he backed off a little bit, said, look, I don't know what's going on, but that's just what he was saying. And then Deshaun responded.
Ooh.
He said, let me see here. Every time I step on the field, I've just got to be able to go out there and play confident football, go out there and do my job at the highest ability. That's his perspective. I played against Jonathan Allen multiple times within college and in the NFL. But at the same time, when I step on the field, I am confident. And I just want to go out there and just try to play the best football I can play. He said, you could say I was trying to do too much, trying to make the big plays, trying to create things where I didn't need to create things. But at the same time, it was just the flow of the game and how the game kind of goes. They got up on us fast. We were trying to get back in the game. Then, of course, they note in the article, Watson ranked 28th in the NFL in quarterback rating with a 74.4. I actually thought it would have been lower than that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know where he got that rating.
That must just be the traditional quarterback rating, right?
Which is just...
I know. It's hard to take it seriously.
Yeah.
By the way, going back to the Devontae Adams for 1 second, with Aiden O'Connell at the helm last year, in three of the last four games, maybe he's pro this quarterback switch because he had 8 for 101 and a touchdown against the Chargers, 13 for 126 and two touchdowns against Indy, 5 for 46 and a touchdown against Denver. So he actually had pretty good numbers when Aiden O'Connell was throwing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll be more open to playing for the Raiders with O'Connell instead of Minshew. I don't know.
So obviously the sexy matchup, I think Jay said he thinks this could be the best game of the year. Ravens and Commanders set for, it's a 1 o'clock start, right, Valdez?
Correct.
I think so.
1 p.m. Mm-hmm.
I think we said yesterday some of the tickets, like the lowest price tickets were like $300.
We know that... networks wanted to flex it, but CBS gave them the Kembe.
Yeah.
No, we're not giving up this game.
Yeah, the game's too sexy.
Yep.
For that. I know I did Grant and Danny's show yesterday, and at the end they kind of asked me, you know, what do I think for Sunday? And I got to tell you, I started the week thinking like 5%, 10%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up closer to like 30-40, like...
Well, you're right at the ESPN matchup predictor.
Yeah.
Yes, they're right around 34-35%.
I mean, maybe even I'm inching towards 50-50.
Oh, you're close to a coin flip?
I mean, I don't know, right? Because
Joe Burrow just threw 5 touchdown passes against them, and Washington has a prolific offense.
I don't know what's going on with their pass defense, Valdez. You know better than me. I don't know what it is. It's the new coordinator. I don't know. They got a bunch of new guys back there. I don't know what it is. It's old guys. I don't know.
Marcus Williams is playing pretty slow. I mean, they basically have the same personnel as they did last year, except they have a new coordinator.
And so they're playing a different style?
Jay said
they're not playing as physical.
Well, it's hard to play physical when they're throwing a lot, and that's kind of a finesse game instead of trying to run it down the Ravens' throat. Mm-hmm. But Marcus Williams is kind of a liability at safety. They didn't really lose anybody.
Wiggins is a rookie, correct?
Yeah, but he's literally probably been the best corner.
Yeah, yeah. So their best is their rookie.
I saw they're bringing back Dean Pease as an advisor to the defense.
Brandon Stevens has sticky coverage, but he doesn't really have ball skill. And Marlon Humphrey has ball skill, but he's kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
But Dean Pease was brought in as a consultant who coached Zach Orr when he was a Raven. So hopefully that helps. But they literally have the same personnel. The only people they lost were Queen, Stone, and Darby, and Clowney. And they weren't that significant.
Where did they rank pass defense-wise last year?
Well, I mean, total defense, I think they were second or third in the entire league.
Yeah. So, obviously, a drop-off there, but still stout against the run, right? Are they one or two? Are they up there against the run?
I think they're one.
So, I watched Jaden's presser yesterday. I don't know if any of you guys watch it. And, again, I'm just blown away by the guy, how just calm he is, poised. He didn't even seem to really – he's, like, respectful, but he can't wait to get off that podium. Imagine what a pain in the ass that is to have to do – does he only have to do that once a week, or does he have to do that every day?
I think it's once a week for him,
but, like, Quinn does it, like, every day, it seems like. It just seems like a pain in the ass. But they asked him, you know, playing the Ravens and their, stout run defense, et cetera, is it going to be more about, like – how you attack them and what they're doing, or is it just going to be more what you do? And I think he said the right answer. And he said, no, it's just, I don't really concern myself with the weekly opponents. Like, they're all good, and we're just going to do what we do and respond, you know?
Last year, the Ravens, by the way, finished 6th in the league in yards allowed per game through the air.
Okay. Right, so this, markedly
and,
better.
And this year, they're next to last.
Yeah, so markedly better. So
I saw a TikTok clip of the virtual reality that Jaden uses.
Yeah, somebody sent me that.
And it was pretty interesting that you can just plug in, like you can plug in the opponent's defense and plays. So you could put on the virtual reality set and want to say, I want to see Ravens cover 2. And then you would simulate whatever play you want. And apparently Cliff Kingsbury has spoken out all the calls. So he could basically simulate, Cliff gives him a play, he goes to the line, he sees the defense, and then he figures out how to attack it.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Pretty sick. And obviously, it's working, right? It must be helping
him. Works for him.
Must be working, must be helping him. I don't know, man. My opinion is changing as we're getting closer and closer to game time here, Cakes. I'm not going to be distraught if we lose. It's a great team that we're playing. But, man, I got to tell you, I'm starting to feel like we have a real shot in this
game. You're feeling it.
I feel like I just feel like we have a real shot, which it's just hard for me to imagine. This is what I said to Grant and Danny yesterday. Remember, it was just a month ago where the offense was like lackluster. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had no concerns about Jaden, but they just weren't asking him to do much. He was just doing the little bubble screen stuff, like a million of them. And then the defense was atrocious.
Right.
It was just a month ago. And we were ranked 30, 31, 32 in the power rankings. Now, it's hard for me to wrap my brain around it. I don't know if fans are.
I think part of it is they played a really bad opponent in Cleveland, which made them look better. Now they played
Arizona. We've scored like 120 points.
I know. But I
last 3 games.
I just think you're facing a different level of offense when it comes to the Ravens.
No doubt.
Like, they're not holding the Ravens to like 13 or 14 points.
No.
Like, that's not happening.
I don't see it. What's been their lowest output this year, the Ravens?
20 against the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Was that the opener?
Yeah.
Yeah, they scored 20, then they scored 23 in the loss to the Raiders, and since in the wins, 28, 35, 41.
The problem is what they're really, really good at, you know, running the football, is really, I think, our biggest Achilles heel.
Right.
Even as much as the secondary has issues, I think it's safe to say that stopping the run's even worse.
Gotta keep the ball away from him.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you're gonna do.
What's the over under?
Now you got me thinking negative again.
What's the over under on rushing yardage for Lamar plus Derrick Henry?
180.
200.
Yeah. 180. Yeah, it's probably pretty close.
Do you want the actual prop number?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Whatever that is.
Why, there is one for, I think, both? Between, or you're just gonna combine them?
I'm just gonna combine them.
Right.
Yeah. Let me look that up in a sec.
185, 190.
Did you see the JD? I don't know if you mentioned this yet. JD didn't want to be compared to Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
He doesn't like that.
Well, listen, yeah, it was kind of interesting. And I get it. He probably doesn't want to be compared to Robert, all these guys. He goes, I just want to be Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. I just want to be my best version of myself. But he did acknowledge that, you know, when as a fan, he watches all these guys. He watches Lamar. He watches Mahomes. He works out in the offseason with CJ Stroud and other guys in the league. And they talk, and they say how they attack certain defenses or how they made certain plays. But he doesn't, you know, he does get annoyed by the comparison. Yep. But I will say, I think the RG3 comparison is borderline insulting. I understand it.
That's the third time it's come up.
The Lamar, no mas. The Lamar comparison, though, I think is more valid.
Right.
Hey, all right, here you go.
Yeah.
Lamar and Derrick Henry, rushing yard props, total. Any guesses?
I said 180.
Not even close. Sorry. 138.
Ooh.
So go way over.
Probably going to go over.
Way. They do have that?
Yeah. 82 and a half for Henry, and Lamar's at 55 and a half.
But can you do the both together?
No. Combine them? No.
Well, I guess you could parlay it or something.
You can parlay
it. Yeah. All right. Got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more NFL with Brian Baldinger. We'll do that next here on The Fan.